Spain also faces a year of austerity. Still, it's holiday time, and Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without El Gordo, the fat one. It's not Santa Claus, it's the big state lottery. Tickets go for nearly 300 euros, yet just about every Spaniard buys at least a share in one. So did reporter Lauren Freyer in Madrid, and she sent us this report.
It's cold and it's raining, and yet there are about 1,000 people in line outside this lottery kiosk. Pawnbrokers walk up and down offering cash for gold. It's a long wait, so I start chatting with the guy standing next to me, Bartolo Rivas. And as is the case these days, talk turns to the dismal economy.
Do you have a job?
At the moment, no. Yeah, I have the help, the 400 euros.
That help is about $520 a month in unemployment, part of which he's spending on lottery tickets. Spain has the Eurozone's highest jobless rate at more than 21%, and double that for 20-somethings like Rivas. But practically everyone scrounges up cash for El Gordo. Behind us in line, Jose Usaro drove all the way from Andalusia to this particular kiosk. In the past, it sold winning tickets.
This is a special tradition in my family. Every year I come here, buy 3 or 4 tickets, and I hope I have luck.
Well, so does everyone else you meet here on the street. El Gordo ticket sales are up 15% this year. I asked an ivory tower economist to explain this. Javier Diaz Jimenez, a professor at IESE Business School.
It makes no sense, by the way. But somewhere here on my, I just saw. But I have a ticket, you see. But it makes no sense. And I'm an economist. I know that the chances that this is going to win is nothing.
But he'll tune in to the 5-hour televised drawing this Thursday. Traditionally, orphaned children sing the winning numbers. People stay home from work and school to watch it. Diaz Jimenez, the economist, remembers doing this as a kid.
You see, this is a long-standing tradition. I guess that was the only way to riches when we were a poor country during Franco's times. Accessible to all. I mean, you put in a little bit of money, and maybe we're dreamers.
Dreams will come true Thursday for more than 1 million ticket holders. They'll win prizes ranging from about $20 to $5 million. The Spanish government is also dreaming about El Gordo. Last year, the lottery brought in $3.5 billion, money Spain desperately needs now. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.